Well, it doesn't surprise me that there's interest in him for starters, because he arrived on a free transfer and he's been fabulous for us in the 18 months that he's been with us. The size of him, his athleticism, and him as a person, he's a wonderful lad to work with, and he's contributed goals as well. So from our point of view, he's not somebody that we want to leave. We're certainly not someone we want to go in this window. From my point of view, the only thing I confirm with you at this moment in time is that he'll be playing at Wimbledon on Saturday.
Has he come to you and expressed any desire to go?
It's a philosophy that I adopted at Blackburn, is that the relationship between a player and manager should just be open and honest, because ultimately, at the end of the day, it's not us that actually give the go-ahead. So we've had a chat this week. I've just told him, obviously, what I knew. He told me what he knew. And we both agreed that the best thing at this moment in time was for him to concentrate on his training and his football. And what will be, will be. And if there was anything that needed to be said either way, we both knew where each other are and where we stand. And he's carried on training in the manner that he has done ever since we've signed him.
Is the problem that you could lose him for nothing in the summer if you keep him?
Yeah, there's always that balancing act. Of course there is. And like I say, it doesn't surprise me that there is interest in our players because of how we've performed results-wise. We would have liked certainly a few more wins under our belts, but the performance levels of the players have been terrific.
And just in terms of Kelvin, if something was to develop, Gary, do you think you would get a chunk of that, and do you think you'll be able to replace him if he did go?
Well, I think we'd certainly be able to replace him, and we've identified targets, as like I said, we do for every eventuality and every position. So we certainly think that we'd be able to get something in if there was a deal that was done and that would see Calvin leave. But how much money, it would depend on what's available and who's available.
In terms of the forward line, just tell us a little bit about Dan Adji, who's coming in from Burnley, Gary.
Well, he was someone that we wanted to sign at the start of the season, first and foremost. And spoke with Sean Dyche about him, who speaks very highly of him and has got high hopes for him. What he's got to do is come here now and show the pace and power and the good movement that he's got and add goals to his game. He's got the ability. I've seen him score wonderful goals with his right foot and wonderful goals with his left foot outside the box, and he knows where the goals are to get inside the box as well. So we're certainly hopeful that he comes and adds the goals to the team, because, like I say, it's probably been the one thing that's been missing on a regular basis for us.
Scott Quigley's gone out to Wrexham. Is that the best for both parties to get him some football for the next few months?
Definitely. He's come in and he's done ever so well. He's, he's got a lot to learn and he's worked ever so hard to do that. But, he just needs regular games. So to do that, we've sent him to Wrexham. Get well looked after there. They're flying high in the conference and, we're looking at him to kick on and to finish the season strong, get games under his belt and come and do a full pre-season. He missed pre-season, with us. So, it's geared towards next season and for him to come in flying at the start of pre-season.
Was he always someone that you thought would take time and
yeah,
you can't
definitely
rush?
It's that non-league one, you come out of the non-league and some people take to it straight away and some take a little bit longer. Like I said, from the time he's been with us to going out, he's improved no end, and now he's got to go and do that even further by getting games under his belt at the highest level that he can play at, which is the conference at this moment in time.